Proclamation number 4692 of 18th of July, 1949. Remodeling the Earth in a Moment. Miracle of Creation. The act of remodeling the Earth is incomprehensible to you humans because it does not proceed within the framework of landfulness, as every earthly work of creation has so far emerged on the path of a slow upward development, but it will be the work of a moment apart from the destruction before, which affects all creations on the old earth and which, because it takes place before the eyes of the raptured and can also initially still be observed by the people succumbing to destruction, requires its time, as it is natural law. Hence people can observe the course of the work of destruction and therefore God does not work contrary to law, whereas the reshaping of the earth is an activity of God in the universe which is not visible to the human eye and therefore God does not need time but can let everything come into being in an instant which His strength of love and His wisdom wants to bring to pass. The people brought to the new earth thus find a finished creation of immensely delightful versatility. Creations which their eyes have never seen will astonish them, especially as they still remember the creations of the old earth and constantly draw comparisons. They will truly find themselves in paradise, standing in fullest harmony with their divine Creator and Father. Cared for and guided by His love and instructed in everything that is foreign to them. People's relationship to each other will be like a large family and all will strive to gain the love of the Heavenly Father, to live for His pleasure and to be active in serving neighborly love. They cannot estimate the duration of their absence from the old earth and their stay after their rapture. For the concept of time is taken away from them until they return to Earth, which is why they also have no clue as to the period of time in which the new Earth came into being. But they also know that nothing is impossible with God and therefore also consider a sudden creation to be probable, which is why their love and veneration for God always increases and their bliss increases when they look at the miracles which testify to God's love, wisdom and omnipotence and offer people a thousandfold compensation for the tribulation and suffering during the last time of the old earth's existence. God certainly tests people severely but He also rewards their faithfulness. And blessed are those who experience the end on this earth as sheep of His flock. Blessed are those who must endure and endure the worst and in return exchange for the most beautiful, the paradise on the new earth with the constant presence of the Father among His children. Blessed are those who persevere until the end, when God Himself will come in the clouds to fetch them into His kingdom. Into the kingdom of peace, until He transfers them back to earth, which will truly reveal miracles no human being could dream of, because there is nothing on the old earth which could be cited as a comparison. Yet God's love knows no bounds and His creative will is inexhaustible and again brings about new works which surpass all past ones in order to make His children happy and to reward their faithfulness. Amen.